No, I have not done this before. I mean,
Okay.
I talk, I say what I want all the time, but I've not had like a formal platform to do it.
No podcast. First thing first, I need to let you know that we are going to be doing a series together, me and you. You are going to watch, and me, Too Hot to Handle on Netflix.
What is
Did you see the
that?
pre? Did you see the previews for it?
No, what is that?
Yeah! Okay. So Netflix got a new show on called Too Hot to Handle, and we're gonna do us a series on it.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm like grabbing the phone to
Pull it
look
up,
for
pull it
it.
up, pull it up. Look at it. So it looks like they're
First of all,
taking.
it popped up immediately when I opened it.
That's what life's about. That's what life's about. So it is, I think it's probably 20 hot singles on a
Wait,
beat.
they're not doing it? That's the
Yes.
whole thing?
Yes. It's kind of like Twilight was abstinence porn. It's kind of the same thing. Like,
Okay.
it's really hot because they're not going to do it. So I think that's why people are going to be into it.
Nobody's gonna win this money.
You don't think so?
Y'all really not doing it. Y'all really not doing it. And here's the thing, not doing what? Is it or like everything in between?
You can't even kiss. You're not supposed to kiss.
Y'all not about to win this money.
I heard, and I think the money goes down when each person does something. So I think they start off, the pot starts at $100,000. And
Yes.
I think every time they do something, the pot gets less. So a kiss is, I don't know, 10 bucks, 100 bucks. I don't know. I have no idea. But that we're gonna watch that together. That's you love
By
it.
episode 8, it's gonna be $32,000 left in that pot. I can do it, but y'all not about to do that.
They not gonna make it.
Where was that when I was single and needing to be dropped off somewhere? Because I would have been like, how long are we going to be here? Because I'm straight. What's up? You ain't even got to worry about me.
They only pick people that were that probably said in their interview, I can only be in a relationship if I have sex 80,000 times a day. Like that was what you had to say to get picked.
Wow. That's stupid. I would rock at that. Like, what's up?
You would nail
Like,
it.
hell yeah. Turn my bitch on 100. Like, I could turn the bitch mode up on 100. Nobody gonna want to fool with me.
What is it at usually? That's a good question.
You mean at home or at work?
At work. At work.
Which place? At which location?
Well,
Depends on the location.
when we in the same building together, what is it at? It's at a bottle work.
I don't even think it needs to even really be turned on for real. Like,
Oh, okay, so it's not on. Yeah.
I really,
So wait, hold on. That means that that's you with it off? Oh, shit.
I feel like it is. Let me just say, I clearly am losing all social skills during this quarantine.
Oh, hold on.
I'm in a team meeting, a little Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking, my superiors all, we're gonna go ahead and, work together and blah, 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 blah. And so they're asking for examples and volunteers, and that we plateau at a certain point where nobody's talking. But it's so evident that you're going to keep us on this call the full
Wow.
hour.
The full
So
hour.
someone better say something. So I'm like, okay. Well, I've already said something. Let me say something else because you're talking about like, oh, how are we dealing with things that are outside of our control and what we can do to kind of put things in our control or how has Corona like opened our eyes to certain things about ourselves or whatever. So I've already said something. Everyone else is going to say something and we still have like 29 minutes left. Like, what's up? So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll go again because that's the only way we're going to get through this is if everybody says something again. And I'm like, well, I find that maybe I am a more oppositional person than I think, or maybe I'm just more confrontational than I really expect because this has shown me I don't like being told what to do. Like, I'm in the house all the time and it's cool, but because you're telling me I can't leave the house, now I want to go out. Okay, I ain't been to a bar in years and I would go. Okay. Talk about I'm be the first one at the club and I don't even go to the club. And I was like,
No.
that's. I feel like maybe this is telling me something about myself because I really don't like being told what to do. And then I had to say, honestly, I'm probably a horrible person to supervise because I'm combative and I question everything. Like, I really don't like what you tell me what to do.
I haven't really noticed that, but I understand that we all have a perception of ourselves. But you're usually pretty cool.
But that's what I said. Yeah. I said, you know, I'm going to do it, but I don't
you
like
do
doing it. Right. I'm going to do it. I don't like doing it. And I'm going to talk my shit on the way to the car while I do it. And she was just kind of like, oh my gosh, I just thought we had such a good rapport and banter. And I'm like, oh Lord, I'd have lost all social skills. I didn't mean for you to take it like that.
You put her all the way in her feelings. You were like, enter your feelings.
Not, you know, on purpose, but I'm like, well, damn, you could have just let us all get off the call.
She didn't mean to. She is trying to be the best that she can be. And we gotta be nice, because like she might be the only person that's gonna end up listening to this.
I mean, she cool, but I felt bad. Like, damn, like, am I losing all my social skills being in this house by myself?
You still got your social skills. A couple of
them. I'm just like, I have no coof, no filter. Just saying shit.
But I do like your house, by the way.
Well, thank you. I wish I could take a bunch of credit for it. Like, it's I will say, when I moved in here 5 years ago, I was like in the midst of like finishing up grad school, doing internship, all that stuff, and I did not have time to decorate. So like literally, there are certain things that I picked out, but there will be days where like I'm on my way to do something or internship, and I give my mom a credit card, like, just here, go to the store and just pick some stuff. So I feel like this is her brainchild in here.
Her baby.
I feel like it.
You know what? 7 minutes in is the perfect time to say that this is Kelvet and this is the Meanwhile podcast. And I have April on with me today. And
hey.
Today we are going to talk about our perception of what it means to be a sister wife and why I personally think that I would make a great sister wife.
I'm just obsessed with the whole polygamy thing. It's so interesting. However, I know in my soul, I would make an awful sister wife.
I would make a great sister wife. I would be so, okay, so this is perfect. The reason I would make a good sister wife is because I do not need a lot of attention, but when it's my day, it's my day. And Cody better give me my day.
Oh my God, you love that man. But see, I feel like Cody's a good example of like, is everybody getting their day over there? I mean, I know we only get a glimpse into what's happening over there on Sister Wives. I just don't feel like everybody getting their day.
Well, speaking of them during this pandemic, I did do some research and I found out that he did spend the 26th wedding anniversary with Christine, giving her her day. Mm-hmm. And it was Truly's birthday. So they were together. Mm-hmm. But it looks like he is spending the majority of his time with his favorite wife, Robin.
And how do you justify that? Please tell me.
I kind of think that him and Janelle let's start at the beginning. Talk a little bit about each of the wives and who they are.
So for those of you who don't know, Sister Wives is the series that really started it all. Like, TLC has this whole polygamy thing locked up, and this is like the flagship polygamy show on TLC. Sister Wives, what are we on, like season like six?
We're past that. I think they're on season 9, and I think that this is the 10th year. The show started in 2010. The reason I know that is because 2011, he married Robin.
Right. Okay. So there's 4 wives total to date, but we started with 3. And, you know, they've lived in one home before. They've lived in a cul-de-sac before. They've lived separated before. And we just get a glimpse into what it means to be a sister wife and a husband with sister wives and this huge family. I think their family is like 35.
It's 18 kids. Then all the parents, and then they got all these grandkids now. So
spouses, like the kids who got married.
Yeah. So it has to be at least 35. So yeah, the family keeps growing because they keep reproducing. If you had to go to Thanksgiving dinner, you got to go to Thanksgiving dinner with them, the Browns or the Duggars. Who are you picking?
Browns all the way. The Duggars are weird. The Duggars are weird. I haven't seen any like weird scandals about the Browns. Like, there nothing weird is happening there except for the fact, you know, they're sister wives, and that's not really a weird thing. That's just their family culture. That's not weird. Something about the Duggars is off. And I think I think things that have come out in the media have proven that. So no, I'm not eating nothing at the Duggars' house.
You ain't eating a potato salad?
No.
Okay.
They can't even bring me a bottle of water. No. Something about it just feel off to me.
It just a little off. So each of Cody's wives came to him in a special way. So his first wife, Mary, he married her, and Mary, oh boy, I'm about to sneeze. I didn't sneeze. Okay. Mary brought in his second wife, Janelle.
Which is so odd because I don't think Janelle and I don't know that Janelle and Mary really have had that style of, well, they've gone to therapy together. They're the two who've had friction in their relationship, but it's been friction from a distance because Janelle gives me a vibe of like, girl, I could care less. I got a job.
I froze for like 2 seconds.
Their dynamic was interesting because, you know, Janelle always has worked. Christine stayed home. And Mary worked too outside of the home, but I feel like there was just a difference because, you know, that when they were hiding for the majority of their marriage, Mary was the public wife. Always, 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 because she was the legal wife and it was what it was. And I don't know if that caused the friction, but Janelle and Mary just didn't seem to like do a whole lot of meshing. Yeah. And then Christine came in and she was the glue.
Right. So like all of this has like back webbing. So I found out that Janelle was married before. Janelle was married before. Janelle's first husband was Mary's brother.
Just when I said that they weren't weird. Oh my gosh.
It gets weirder.
See, TLC don't tell us this.
They did like one time they did. And Janelle said this, whatever. She was like, so whatever about it. And that's good because that just lets you kind of go, okay, she ain't making a big deal of it. I ain't making a big deal of it.
What episode? Because I missed that.
Was it at the beginning? Okay. So I told you I was online doing all kind of research today, but it also turns out that so they brought in Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Christine is first cousins. Get ready. Christine's first cousin, David Jessup, was Robin's first husband.
You lying?
I'm not.
You know,
I'm not. Actually, it's her first.
It's surprising, but it's not.
First and second cousin. It's her first and second cousin.
You know, it's surprising, but it's not. You know why? Just because the community, first of all, the Mormon community, and then the community of Mormons who practice polygamy.
Yes, the fundamentalists. Because LDS, the Latter-day Saints, my best friend from college, what's up, big baby? You know, they will let you know that is not, they do not practice polygamy. But right. The fundamentalist sect that does is, you know, very small. It's a very little bubble.
Right. And there's a difference between those people who are on the compound and what we see on TV.
Yes. So David Jessup is also first cousin of Mary's other mothers. So he's some relation to Mary. And he's third cousins with Cody.
I don't want to eat the potato salad there either. I didn't know this, and it's tainting it for me. Just because now, are y'all just trading wives like they trading cards at this point? Y'all are just sitting down at the table like it's Pokemon, and y'all passing cards back and forth.
They've been together 26 years. They ain't no trading going on. They solid. Oh gosh. Oh gosh.
What? No, because what I'm getting in my head, I'm wondering, like, what was it a matter of, okay, this relationship isn't working out. We have to find some place for this woman to go. So Mary just decided, well, you know, it's not working out with my brother. Come over here with me and be my sister wife.
I think so. But they also said they had a connection when she walked in the room. Because if you remember, when you see all of the women, when Cody first met him, he liked them thick.
It bothers me because, you know, Janelle's mom is married to Cody's dad.
Yes.
So they're step siblings. But that's way down the line. You know, it was like after they were married and things like that. But another thing that bothers me, like Janelle always describes it, you know, these were just my polygamous friends. She always describes them as just her friends who happen to be polygamous.
Right.
There's never a description of, oh, I was married to this person's brother. Like, all these are the dirty little secrets. And where did you find all this? You are a PI over there.
You started it. You told me to get ready. And I was like, okay, let me find out. It was on this website called All About the Tea. All About the Tea.
Now, how do we know this to be fact? You know, these third-rate tea sites. Well, you know, and you know, I hate to say it because I truthfully say stuff like, I tell people, like, if it's not on Shade Room or Baller Alert, it didn't happen.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. I really want to just see a family tree.
Ooh, that would be beautiful.
I want to see a big visual family tree.
Family tree. Because you know what? I think the branches would start intermixing with the Duggars. So you would see that crossover.
Don't do that. Don't do that. We're not going to put that on them. Because I still, this is disappointing. But like, I don't get like the, like y'all are creepy vibe like I get from the Duggars.
You just don't like that. You want to spend the night at their house. Your parents won't let you spend the night at their house.
No. After a while, like, I can't tell some of y'all apart. I feel like it's the same face on people over and over again. No. Mm-mm.
That poor woman.
And how you had that many kids?
Whew. My grandma had 14. So, I mean, she had 14. But I could tell they all, yeah, no, it's different. It's different. They don't all look the same like the Duggars.
Yeah, the Duggars have the same face over and over again.
Yeah. Like, they all look like that mom.
Yeah, you can venture to say it's her with just different wigs on every scene.
But let's talk a little bit about the Browns in general. So as we were kind of saying, the relationships happen over time. And the different wives brought the other wives into the spiritual plural marriage.
Mm-hmm.
The show starts when Cody has a secret. So Cody tells the wives, I've got a surprise. And he introduces them, but they already knew him, but he introduces the family to Robin, who was brought to the family by Mary. And at that point, things changed for the family. At that point, Christine, who was the newest wife, the youngest wife, she started having feelings of jealousy. And I think at that point, you start seeing like a change in the family dynamic. Well, a huge change in the family dynamic because she came to the family with two kids already.
She came with three children. Three.
She had three kids already that she brought into the family. And at that point, Mary had only had one kid. I think Christine had like six, I think.
And, you know, because Janelle hasn't had any children since the show has been on.
Yeah, Janelle has five children. And I think Christine has six.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's name has one. Mary only has one child. And she was not able to have more children.
And that's an interesting dynamic there.
Yes. The first wife only being able to have one child. And I was reading something and they said, imagine 7 years ago, if Mary would have done the IVF treatment and would have had a kid, how different would the dynamic be at this point in their family?
Absolutely. I feel like that would have tethered her a little bit more and things would have been better. But I mean, we're jumping the gun. We're jumping the gun to get to that dynamic. I feel like that would have been something powerful for them right now.
Yeah, that would have been insane. Because then I don't think that Robin would have been the favorite wife. I don't think she could have been, you know? Well, she would still have the youngest children.
Yeah, and I don't know if there would have been as much of a favorite. I feel like everything that happened pushed Cody. Like, I think there's just so many dynamics. And I don't know. I feel like anytime a new person comes in, it fucks with shit. Obviously, because we have a rotating schedule, even if we do weeks or nights or whatever. Now we slicing up the time we already sliced up, and we have to make room and time for you. And I think that would cause some sort of resentment. But I get that's why they're supposed to all court this person as a unit and agree as a unit so that we don't have any hate about making time and space for you. But this is, again, why I would not be a good sister wife, because I feel like my man is my man, period. Anytime he's doing something for you, that's taken away from something that could have been for me. And it brings fear for me that, well, what if I need something and he with you and I just can't call him and he's not going to drop everything? Like, no, like one thing that I have in my marriage, I am very, very secure that if I need it, he gives it. If I need him, he comes. There's not really a competition of, well, you know, I'm over here with Julie and I can't. It's her day. Like, nah.
Every day is my day.
Every day is my day.
Right.
Always. Furthermore, if I'm mad at him and we're at a, well, you know, I'm mad at you and I'm don't touch me, I don't want you being able to go down to Julie's house and get you some. No. I'm mad at you.
You want him to have a consequence.
This is a privilege.
A privilege. It's an honor.
And Julie busting it wide open just because she can. No.
So we're kind of at the putting the family puzzle together. And I don't know, did I say the right number of kids? Let's see. Mary has one. Janelle, his second wife, has five. Is that right?
Well, there's 18 children total.
Okay.
And so the oldest is the first son, who's 25, Logan.
Yes.
And
do you need me to tell you where everybody is? Because I know I know where they are.
Right, because Logan is engaged, but we haven't seen Logan, I want to say, since they moved to Vegas, he's been ghost.
He lives in Vegas. He works in Vegas, lives in Vegas. He's in grad school. He's getting his MBA, and he got him a little girlfriend, but he does not have anything to do with the show. Right. It sounds like he still has connection with his family, but he don't mess with the show.
Right. And so Logan is Janelle's oldest son. Mm-hmm. And so then there's Aspen, who recently got married and her little wedding was beautiful. And she's also 25, because, you know, there's a whole cohort of kids who are the same age.
They're all the same age. Yeah.
She's also 25 and she's married. So what's Aspen doing?
Aspen, she just got married in Utah, a beautiful wedding, and she is working. She's working for I want to say the bracelet people, Kendra something with the bracelets. What's their name?
Okay. And she previously was pro polygamy. Like, oh, I'd definitely be a sister wife.
Yeah.
Girl got her some, married somebody, would not be a sister wife.
No, not about that life.
Mm-hmm. Next, we have Mariah, Mary's only child. She's 24 and she's engaged to, drum roll, please, a woman named Audrey, and they make a cute couple.
They do. Turns out she might be quarantining with her mom. That's a rumor. There was a picture of her or of a girl in Mary's bathtub. So they think it is her daughter. But Mary currently lives in Chicago and she is attending Loyola and going to school.
So Mariah's in Chicago. Yeah. And so I would think Audrey's quarantining with her soon-to-be mother-in-law.
See, I don't know the logistics on that. I will have to do some more research, but that's what I know.
Okay. So fourth, we have Miss Madison, who's also married. This is one of Janelle's kids. She's 24 as well. She's married, and she has two kids.
Mm. Okay, is this the one that had the baby on the show?
Yeah, she's had both her kids on the show.
Okay, so I found out her second daughter, Eve, they call her Evie or Evie, mm-hmm. or she has Fatso, F-A-T-S-O.
Okay.
Fatco, F-A-T-C-O?
Fatco, okay. She has some sort of syndrome.
That makes the bones, either they didn't develop or they didn't fuse together. So she has, so she has the, they wanted to talk about it and they wanted to go public to give other parents encouragement. So they wanted to kind of take away the stigma. They said that they will let her know from the time she's born that she is special and unique, and that it might have her take longer to do things, but they want her to know that she is special and wonderful and that they love her. So that's why they went public. Because remember, we both were talking about why did they tell everybody?
Right.
You know.
And you know, the one thing that I can say, if a kid has special needs, I would say that this family is really equipped to deal with that, to surround someone with support and love. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like in general, like the family's so big, like there's not a time where someone's going to get tired. Like, someone's always going to be able to be there. Those moms are stepping up and flying out there. I feel like that's going to be okay. Yes. So next we have Miss McKelty, who is 23, one of Christine's kids. She married Tony, who is he Mexican? I think he's Mexican.
Is he? Okay. Okay. Who married a very round guy, a little chubby cutie pie? That's my first.
I think that was McKelty.
She met him at like a church camp thing when she was little.
I think that was Aspen. She met him a long time ago. That was Aspen. But McKelty's also married to someone, and she had her wedding was like super quick, and it like came right after Madison's, and you know, they were like, how are we about to pay for this? She wanted to get married, but they pulled through. She had another nice wedding. McKelty, where is she now? Because I don't see her since her marriage often.
McKelty, is she a social worker like us? I think she is. I think she's and married. And that's all they said. Like, it was like real short.
Okay.
It was like she's in Utah. So married.
She might be in Utah. I think she did go to Utah for a minute. So then we have Hunter, one of Janelle's kids. And he's 23. I don't know much about Hunter either.
I think now all of the rest of them are just in school. Like, they go to different schools. Some of them go to Arizona. Some of them go to school in Utah. And then some go to school in, say the other place, Utah, Vegas. Vegas, okay. Utah, and Arizona.
Okay.
So the kids are kind of spread out and they're all in school.
Okay. And so we have Robert Garrison, but I think they just call him Garrison for the most part on the show.
And
he's 22, one of Janelle's kids. Peyton, Christine's son, 21. Dayton, Robin's kid, who was adopted by Cody.
Mm-hmm. Adopted at 16. What for? What? I don't. I will.
Yep.
Well, yeah. We'll get there. We'll go there.
He's
20. I didn't know he was that old.
He is.
But I saw his graduation. I was like, oh, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Gabriel, Janelle's son, 18. And he's a firecracker. Gabriel does not hold back. He says what's on his mind.
He was against moving to Flagstaff, right? Was that him?
Yes, he was. Gwendolyn is 18. Christine's daughter. Aurora, one of Robin's daughters, 18, adopted by Cody.
Yeah.
Isabel, Christine's daughter, 16. Brianna, Robin's daughter, adopted, age 16. Savannah, Janelle's daughter, 15. Truly, age 10, Christine's daughter. She has the most blonde hair I've ever seen. Her hair is so pale.
Yes, yes.
Like, her hair is so light. I'm like, oh my gosh, it is so blonde. And so does Solomon. He's got really light hair, just like Truly.
Yeah.
That must be a Cody Jean thing.
Oh, definitely. Definitely a Cody Jean.
Mm-hmm. So Solomon is 8, and then Ariella is 4.
And those youngest two are Robins.
Those two are Robins, yes.
Okay. And they were born Browns.
Yes, they were born Brown.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
yes,
their whole the whole thing with their family is that the reason that he said that he's been spending so much time is because she's got the youngest kids. They ain't that young.
I mean, Ariella's 4, but yeah. Solomon and Truly are, you know, they're neck and neck. 10 and 8 is not that big of an age gap.
No.
And if you watch the show, I venture to say Robin's needy. I feel like Robin looks for reasons to have Cody around.
And so that brings me to my next point. They were offered per episode, per wife, an amount of money. And they said they could take that or they could take a family lump sum fee.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think Cody chose?
I think Cody's real the family. Mm-hmm. However, I think his wives are like, nah, run me my check.
That's what I would think, too. He chose the family. So it ended up being less, and he ended up having to work less or something like that. But he ended up picking the family fee. So they don't even make that much. They don't even make that much.
But, you know, that makes sense that he would do that just because I don't need there to be competition amongst the wives that they're all getting different fees per episode and things like that. And that would just create a lot of tension in their whole dynamic. They have that whole common pot. Any money that you're bringing into the household goes into the common pot to sustain us all. And that's another reason why I couldn't be a sister wife, because I work too hard. This is mine. Like, no, I don't mind sharing with my husband. And, you know, we got this. We support each other. But this bitch, no.
Right. And that's what they were saying as far as why people said they might still keep Mary on. He could get rid of Mary, but I heard she's doing well with that Laura LaRue fashion line. So she fell and she's very on top of it. They said all quarantine, all she's been doing is online every day. Yep.
And she's a personality, so, you know, people know her doing the little live selling. I could see that really being fruitful. I could also see that, and you know, she has the inn. They ended up buying that house, you know, her grandparents' house back in Utah, so she has that. And I could see, you know, Mary financially could be okay without them. She could walk away.
But they want her to stay
at home. Yeah. I don't know. And, you know, we're talking a lot about Mary, but the issue, while we talk about Mary individually, Mary only has one daughter. Her daughter is 18, so she doesn't have any other biological children to raise.
She's over 18. She's not. Right. Yeah.
No more children to raise in this dynamic. And I want to say 3 seasons ago, you could tell Mary and Cody were drifting apart. There was just some tension in the relationship. And this is just my opinion, I feel like with Robin coming in and him trying to get acclimated to 4 wives and giving her so much attention and her having babies and the new babies, and he's all, oh my gosh, new kids, spending so much time there. She just kind of drifted off to her own thing. And as her child wasn't there, when they're all coming together, what am I doing? I don't have any kids in this room. Everyone else is co-parenting, and what am I? Almost feeling like a visitor in their family. She was able to go ahead and drift off on her own and get sucked into, you know, online friendships and relationships, and somebody catfished Miss Mary. Not surprising, because maybe she just wasn't too astute on what to be looking for. And I genuinely don't think she was looking for love online. I think she was looking for a friend, and somebody preyed on her, and she maybe started to enjoy the attention because she wasn't getting it, which is, you know, it's human nature. And one thing led to another, and you know, with the catfishing and you being famous, I want things, and it just was a big ass mess for them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when it came out, Cody was so concerned with the fact that you were looking for something outside of this home and this marriage. I think it's just totally done. I don't know that Cody's ever going to be able to forgive Mary for that, for them to rebuild, which I think, like, that's crazy. You got 4 wives. I can't look for a friend, you know? Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that she was looking for anything either, but once it started, I do think she leaned in. So I probably do think it became a little bit sexual in nature, because I think that was also part of the shame where mm-hmm. she felt embarrassed about it. I think it became a romantic and sexual and intimate. And it turned out she was catfished by a woman. That was the other part that was really like a boom twist. It was right. like, it wasn't even, she was catfished by, and I think the woman had a partner that she was doing the catfishing with.
Probably they were, so.
Yeah, and they were taking advantage of the family. And mm-hmm. And I also think that Cody was upset because it made him look like he wasn't in charge, you know?
But, you know, things slip through the cracks when you're not on top of it. You were not, that clearly shows you were not doing something that she had all this time, you right. know, to fall into this relationship, or you're not doing enough nurturing so that she feels like, I need to have this as well. Which means, you know, at a certain point, maybe 3 was just his cap. And he tipped the scale when he brought number 4 in. 3 might have been the cap.
So, well, let's jump back for a second to there, because then we can kind of go back. But what ended up happening is Mary brought in Robin. Robin ends up marrying Cody. And right away, as soon as they all get married, within a year or two, Robin was pregnant.
Yes, right away.
So Christine had just had a kid.
Just had Truly.
Just had Truly. And then... right away, hold on, I'm after 4. So was it a couple years?
Well, Truly's 10 now and Solomon is 8. You know, it takes near a year to make a baby, so you gotta
So she had to bake the baby, and we watched them have that baby. And at that point, you could tell that Christine was done having children. I knew that Janelle was done. She was long done.
Yeah.
And at that point, they tried to get Mary to have one more child.
Mary wanted it really bad. She was really attached with Robin. Like, they had a really, really, and maybe they still do, but they were really, really close. Remember, at one point, Robin was the first one to bring Mary in right after the baby was born. You know, yes. She did a lot of special things with Mary, and then even offered herself to be a surrogate to carry a baby for Mary. You know, so there was a lot of her wanting to go ahead and be instrumental in helping Mary fulfill that last dream for her. But, I think Mary really wants to, you know, carry a baby. She wants that experience. She loves that mm-hmm. experience. And mm-hmm. who knows what's going to happen with that. I mean, that ship has sailed at this point. You could just tell things were deteriorating.
And at that point, what we noticed was that Cody had started to, Cody and Mary's relationship started to change. And at that point, he was still in it, though, with Mary. He was still in it. And Christine was very jealous. So once Robin was pregnant and having the second child, the family at that point had to move to Vegas. Because they were being run out of town on a rail by the police and the authorities in Utah.
Right.
So things had gotten so bad that they had to leave Utah. And it was a very abrupt leave. Like, it was like, all right, within the next month, we got to leave. And maybe they made it just look dramatic for the show, but it was abrupt. It was like,
and I don't even think it was, you know, the parents might have knew a month, but the kids did not know until we're leaving on Saturday, and it's Thursday, so say goodbye to your friends on Friday, because this is it.
And it felt really like, well, let's go. And once the move was made, they got to in Utah, they lived in one big house that had a lot of hallways and pathways, and you could get from one house to the other house pretty easily. And Robin was living separate.
Right.
And when they moved to Utah, they got a cul-de-sac, and they put all 4 of their houses on one cul-de-sac with the backyards connected. Is that right?
Right. So initially, when they moved to Vegas, they were all in rentals split up, because it took a moment to, you know, get all the finances approved. That's another dynamic to this whole polygamy relationship.
Yes.
You know, our finances are all intermingled, and on paper at a bank, this might be a risk. you know, especially right. if all of you guys aren't working. And that's one thing I don't, Christine, I've never seen Christine work. I feel like since this all started, Robin's been like a housewife. That's interesting. Did Robin have a job before she came into this? Because when she came in, I feel like she just stopped going to work. And then she wanted to like use some family funds to like create a business that I haven't heard much from. But again,
my sister wife's closet.
Right. And I'm not the target demographic, so I can't say it's not successful.
It is closed right now. It is closed down.
Oh,
it was open for a while. They were selling jewelry and clothing online, and now it is closed.
And you know, the interesting thing about that was it was targeting, you know, sister wives. The jewelry and everything would be about that bond. And if you weren't a sister wife, it did not make sense for you to be wearing the jewelry.
My sister wife's earrings. Yeah.
You know, with, you know, different loops and rings and things like that. So I wonder if Robin had a job or what, again, what did Robin bring to the table? I don't know.
You know what she brought to the table? She brought her youth and some new kids. And some new.
Basically, that's just that. So they were separated and they had to go ahead and get the approval and they built the cul-de-sac. And I feel like, that was the dream. It don't get much better than that. Everyone having their own separate space. Cody being able to literally walk outside back and forth. It's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. And we're in Vegas. You know, prostitution is legal. Nobody mm-hmm. cares what mm-hmm. we're doing. You all can live free and openly. It's not my business that you have three wives. You all look like a lovely family to me. That's right. just what it is in Vegas. Right. And that right. was beautiful for them.
And it worked for them. The kids were doing well in school. You know, mm-hmm. the family was doing well. They had money to, it felt like they had money to spend. All the kids had weddings. All the kids were going to college. Like they was flexing, you know.
It seemed like they had just gotten settled and adjusted. And then randomly, you know, right. there was always talk about going back to Utah. But then, you know, Christine was just, you know, dead set. I'm never going back to Utah. I'm never right. going back to hiding. They don't want us there. I'm good. And yes. then all of a sudden, this idea of Flagstaff, Arizona came up. And I really should go back and kind of watch where that came from again, because it seems like it came up a bit suddenly. And I feel like Cody humors his wives a lot with these discussions of, you know, wanting to do something. Because I feel like initially all four of them was just like, nah. Nah.
Well, I remember this slightly. He was on a trip with one of the wives in Flagstaff. And he then took another wife to go see it. And she was like, oh, yeah. And then he went back and was kind of like, it's a wrap. So it was his decision after he went and visited it with, dang, I want to be able to look it up real quick and see who he went and visited Flagstaff with one of the wives.
I feel like he did it with Christine, because I feel like Christine and him, you know, they went through a rough patch. They were doing their yes. little couples counseling and they would do trips and things like that.
Yeah.
And then I feel like the person who was initially, I feel like Christine was kind of like, okay, and that was their little thing. Like, okay, we can do this. And she was like the special wife again, because I kind of agree with this. This will be cool. And then you start bringing another wife. And, you know, Janelle's easy, like, whatever, cool.
Right.
And, you know, Mary's on the cusp of that whole catfish and shit. So I'm not going to mm-hmm. say no, because I'm barely in the family.
Yep.
And yeah. it just was what it was. And they moved back out to Flagstaff. They're separated again. They purchased mm-hmm. this large piece of land. But it's going to take some time to do the construction and get it livable. So they're separated right now. And not just like, oh, we live in the same neighborhood a couple streets over. They're separated all over the city.
And I found out that Robin is living in a $250,000 house. And they were like, she has, you know, 7 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. Like, she's living.
Why?
And they all kind of said that. They were like, why? And it was like, she's living in this fancy house and everybody else is kind of making do, you know?
Right. You know, and they purchased that home. She wanted to go ahead and rent, but they ended up having to purchase, and they purchased that. There was just no reason to believe that you needed to downgrade. I mean, every kid needs a room. Like, I don't know about you, But once I graduated high school and went to college, once I was gone, I was gone. When I came home, I was a floater. You only home for this amount of time. So, I mean, here's a pull-out couch, whatever. I didn't have a room.
Right.
Things were downgraded. It was just like, it's my mama and my sister. They live in a two-bedroom townhouse. I don't need to have a space anymore.
Yes. Yeah. And one of the things that came out of that catfishing situation, not indirectly, was Mary ended up letting go of her legal right as first wife.
Yes.
So it happened around that same time. And no, it wasn't because of it, but it was very coincidental.
It was a closing opportunity.
Yeah. So Mary
relinquished that, but I don't know. I want your take on this, Calvet.
Yes.
Because it's not as if, and this was the way they made it look on TV, Robin's husband, the biological father of those kids, really was involved. You weren't
David
called
Jessup.
Up a whole lot.
No, David yes. Jessup was not involved. No.
At all. But it was all of a sudden, randomly, this fear that if I die, Robin, in good health at this age, if I die, he could get these kids, my kids who are almost grown, because mind you, Dayton is 20 and these are, 18 and 16? Mm-hmm. He could take these kids. So we need to adopt them, but the only way we could adopt them is if you divorce Mary and marry me so that I'm your legal wife, so that you can legally adopt these kids. And on paper, it's a sweet sentiment, but was it necessary?
Well, I think for Cody, it was him once again showing that he was in charge of everybody. So now everybody's a Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I think for Cody, it was him playing the hero role. But then I also think that Robin is Cody's favorite wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he wanted to be married to her. And I think that the other marriages at this point are of business. And those are the mothers of my children. I don't feel like those are his wives anymore. I feel like those are the mothers of his children.
Right. There's not so much in them a connection.
No.
Anymore?
No. I feel like Christine probably took it the hardest and is taking it the hardest. Mm-hmm. Especially because she still has little kids. Like, she still...
I feel like he's bonded to Christine as well, you know? Or maybe he plays the role more with Christine. Yeah. But I feel like Janelle's also kind of a careless, like...
Yes.
Like, did you bring your half of the rent?
Yeah.
I feel like that she is like... all business, like, I love you. We can go to dinner if you want to. If not, I'm gonna be in the house.
Yeah, direct deposit. Make sure. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't think she's hung up on the frivolity of the marriage, you know. But I think the other wives are. I do.
I think for Mary, she doesn't know what she has if she's not there. Because she's
I didn't mean Mary. I mean, I think Mary's out too. She's fucking. Oh, I believe that.
Mary, I don't see, it's interesting on the last episode, like, Mary's willing to try. They're going to therapy and everything, and Mary is saying, well, what do I have to do? Like, well, I get what you're saying. And Cody's just being so cold and saying, you know, Mary is grieving what we had and wanting to fix it, but I'm regretting what we had. And I just felt like that was so powerful and
that is so, like, deep.
Like, that was effed up. I'm regretting. Like, whoa, you're regretting 20 plus years of marriage? Mm-hmm. Why? And he goes on to say, I just feel like I was fooled and there were so many things under false pretense. 20-something mm-hmm. years, you was fooled? Come on now. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can play a role that long. Mary has been who Mary has been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's... her actions have been reactionary probably every time you bring another wife in. And, you know, everyone's probably not built for it. You know, some people are raised in it and it's just what they know. But, you know, everybody doesn't want to be a sister wife.
I do.
And you would love it. Cody, if you're listening to this, please call Calvette, because you know what? She would add some spice. And she would be a great sister wife. Like, oh, I mean, if she's gonna give Robin a run for her money, like, that's gonna be a dynamic right there.
That's the new show. That's the spinoff.
Absolutely. You know, I feel like that was bold that he would say that, because now I don't even feel like you're making any attempt to hide how you feel anymore, Cody.
I feel like he's been trying to hide it. He's done with her.
But how can you sit there in a room and have somebody say that to you and you don't really respond? Like, for me, I got a little bit more self-respect to take that, to just say, that's how you feel, bro. That's how you feel. Don't even worry about it. You know what? I can go home. My home, because you don't even live there. I'm going to go home and we'll figure this out. I'm going to get myself a lawyer, get with the TLC people. What's my cut of the take? What y'all want to do? And let's go ahead and do my spinoff, Being Mary.
Ooh! I like the title.
Yeah.
Being
Mary Brown.
Ooh, it's a hit. It's a hit. It's
absolutely
a full hit.
Absolutely. And then
they would have to go on life. She would have to go on some dates. So they would show her and dating.
Right. And chronicle, you know, how the kids take it, the relationships, all that. Just because this man don't want you. And it's difficult because Mary's not there for Cody anymore. That would be nice, but Mary's a person in the family. I'm a member of the family, but I'm not married to you.
That's what I like when you said that. I like that.
But is that enough?
Well, it's going to have to be. It's going to have to be enough, because unless TLC going to listen to this episode and, you know, give Mary a little spinsies off.
And cut me a check, because I was the producer of this idea.
That's what I was saying. Yes, yes. This idea was born here. Yeah, I definitely would like that. Or I would even watch. And then this is the other thing that I found out. The ratings for that show, for the Browns, are still really good. Even though it's on, you know, TLC, and it used to be the juggernaut of all polygamy family shows. It was, you know, but now the ratings are still good. They, you know, they still got what, 2 million, some over 2 million people watch each week, you know, and that's really good. It was just behind 90 Day Fiance, you know, so.
And they could do a good job of how they present the show. You know, it's on Sundays and you can tell each episode is clearly, they tape a lot and they just take a lot of time to put several weeks into each episode so that we don't feel like this story is lagging along. And their seasons are pretty short. I feel like each season they don't air more than, you know, 9 to 11 episodes a season now, when it used to be a bit longer.
You're not getting a tell-all. Did you know that? This season is not having a tell-all.
There's not much left to tell. They're kind of laying it bare. There's not much of a tell-all. I'm good on that. I don't have no questions.
Well, I guess I have questions, because I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I want to tune in anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Other than getting my recaps from you, because I love our recaps, I'm really frustrated with Robin. And unless something really big changes, I don't know if I'm going to be able to be a super fan.
You know what? I feel like as Cody gets older, his patience gets shorter. And during this time period with the whole house thing and her really having that tantrum about it and him just getting frustrated, he's still accommodating it. However, yeah. I feel like the time is getting ready to come where he's just kind of like, all right, you're not shiny and new no more. You about to fall in with the rest of these ladies. This is how we do things around these parts. And she's going to have a rude awakening very, very soon. I feel like the issues that go with, you know, I think she works those kids up to have way more anxiety than they typically would present with in this situation. Because again, you guys are on TV and it's not a secret. You live a public life. So something like moving, come on. And moving from one house to another and staying in the same school district, it's not that big of a deal. Come on.
Right. It won't be.
You know that. But I feel like she riles them up. And I feel like all that is going to get real old for Cody real soon.
Well, I think they need something to happen, or either, I don't know if they're going to make another season of this. I really don't.
I can see them stopping and just, you know, segueing into something else. And maybe that's why TLC has been introducing other polygamy-based shows to keep the demographic, the watchers, interested and to phase out Sister Wives when they get ready to. We had Seeking Sister Wife, which was
interesting. We watched that. We like that.
They've had other things. There was another one.
Well, Seeking Sister Wives had two seasons, which was like, what? That was a good show. That's a good show. Well, so this what this boils down to for me is the main thing I like about Sister Wives is I like the relationships that women can have together. I mm-hmm. do struggle with the fact that polygamy doesn't work if the dude is broke. It doesn't work.
Not
it's
at
not
all.
It's not cute. So Cody having fat stacks of money makes polygamy look like it's something that makes sense. But if a guy is big broke, you can't play that game. It's not even funny.
And how dare you walk in this house thinking uh-huh. that you can do that, uh-huh. thinking that you're going to ask me to have another wife when we live in paycheck to paycheck, bruh.
Uh-huh.
What is she bringing to the table? Is she, you know, is she a surgeon?
mm-hmm.
What is the purpose? It's so interesting. You know, in preparation for this, I had a conversation with Danielle, and he was, you know, pro, like, you know, I could do the polygamy thing. And I said, really? He's like, first of all, I'm not a jealous person, you know, because I posed it to him, you know, would you be okay with us mm-hmm. being in this relationship and I have another husband? Because we're not even going to talk about the another wife thing because it's not happening. I can't do it. And he wouldn't do it with another wife because he's like, you're crazy. I know it would not work. Yeah. It would be more of a headache. And I just wouldn't do that. I said, could you do the another husband thing? And he said, you know what? He was very specific in how he worded it. He said, okay. I could definitely do it in a home where everyone has their own space. He said, not even with multiple houses. If we lived in a home that's like a 3-4 bedroom home, and it's you, me, and another wife or another husband. Yeah, because no one has, there's not a marital bed. Everyone has their own room.
Oh.
Everything is separate. Okay. I'm like, so you're feeling like, oh, so we're roommates that occasionally hook up. And that's that. And but the precursor was, I would be okay with that as long as you can provide everything that both of us need. And I said, what do you mean? He says, you are the sole provider, April. You are paying all of the bills in this house. You are meeting all the emotional, physical needs of everyone in this house. I'm like, oh, so you will fall in line if I'm paying for everything, basically.
Wow. Well, that's something to look forward to.
I'm like, that's so interesting because, again, that wouldn't happen either. No. And maybe he was just playing with me because he knows, like, nah, that's not happening. But
I think he was kidding, but I think you could handle it. So it might be something to look into for the upcoming future.
Nah, it's not.
Her face is saying it all. She's saying absolutely not.
Because I'm not breaking up fights with dudes. I'm not wanting to come home to see you two both in y'all drawers playing 2K, screaming and yelling. No. One is enough.
One is enough. All right. Well, any final word? Well, we do have to talk about, after this is over, we do need to talk about Too Hot to Handle coming soon.
Yes.
Helvet and Miss April, we're going to talk about it.
Absolutely.
So any final words on polygamy, though, before we end this?
I feel
clearly
it was not something created by a woman with the woman in mind. That's just my opinion. And I'm not condemning it because I think it works for certain people. And I'm not, you know, this is not cultural or anything like that. I feel like depending on the person and their personalities and what their expectations are of a relationship and marriage, it can work for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not condemning it because, you know, I think the Browns are an excellent example of it working in some ways and then it not working in others. I feel like there's naturally a cap for people, though. You know, I don't feel like everybody's cap is 4 wives, but I don't think everybody can handle 4 wives.
And I think what you said is so true. And it also crosses over into traditional marriage. You know, you're gonna come up against some barriers in traditional marriage as well. So it's not just things that they're having difficulties with. There are things that all couples have difficulties with. Communication, how much time is enough time? How do we parent our children? You know, creating boundaries and space for each person to operate in. You know,
so. Imagine having a room of five adults all having that conversation with different mm-hmm. points of views and wanting to be valued and wanting to feel like my partner's supporting me. But do you have to be neutral in everything, Cody, because you can't pick one wife's side over the other? Like, it's just so many dynamics to that.
Absolutely.
And I couldn't hang. I just can't.
Mm. All right. Well,
I look forward to you being a sister wife, Calvette. I want to know. I want the inside scoop.
I would only do, like I said, I would only do it with Cody or Bill Paxton when he was on that show. Oh,
I love that show, Big Love.
Big Love. I would be in that marriage as well. I loved all those wives. Those were some good chicks.
Bill got on my nerves, though. Bill got on my nerves a little bit. Bill was a misogynist. Like,
I love him. I loved him. Like, I really was like, that could work.
No, Bill did not want to let, you know, people have an opinion. He was such a misogynist about certain things.
Well, being I think that he had to be in charge because, like you just said, you got five people in a room that all want to say their piece. And he was like, no, we not doing that. We have one person that makes all the decisions. If you don't like it, you got to roll.
And my shit would be packed.
I would just be agreeable with Bill, but I probably would really not listen to him at all, ever.
But so you're a Margie. You a Margie. That's what you're saying.
I would absolutely be a Margie. She's so cute.
No, I can't. My shit will be packed. Okay, that's how you feel, Bill. Kids, get y'all shit. Y'all will see daddy on the weekend or whatever.
I would nod and everything. I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea, honey. And then when he went away, I'd be like, we ain't doing that. Go get your PlayStation. We gonna kick it. I wouldn't listen to him. I'd be like, whatever. All right. Well, I'm about to, you know, maybe watch a few episodes of Big Love, have a little reminisce about my Bill Paxton. His cute self. All right.
Too soon.
All right, lady. Well, look forward to hearing more about what's going on with Too Hot to Handle. And thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm eager to get started on that Netflix binge.
Yes. All right.